how easy it was with your prompt. I was like, oh, cool. I'm just gonna like you tell me pretty much exactly what to say. Like, put the emotion into it, and I did.
Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business without dancing trends, posting 3 times a day, or burning out. It's time to do social strategically. Welcome to this week's episode of Social Goals. I'm really, really, really excited to have this conversation with Heather, who I've gotten to know both in working with her in our community, her being a part of the Social with Kat Club. And it's just been like an honor to watch her use social media to share really important messages with the world. Heather Lidster is an award-winning holistic health practitioner and menstrual educator based out of Ontario who supports busy folks to take control of their health from the ground up. Heather helps bridge gaps in current healthcare systems by empowering individuals and community leaders with knowledge and tools for body literacy. She is the founder of both Moon and Bloom and the Cycles of Change Project, a photo project that aims to reduce stigmas around menstruality through photographs of normal period situations. Hi, Heather.
Hey, I'm so honored and grateful to be here. That's such a beautiful
Thank you for coming on. The work you're doing is so important, and I love the way that you're using social to share it with the world. Not long ago, as we're recording this, last month, Heather had a reel go very viral that, as talked about in her bio, depicted normal period situations. And it went viral using a hook from and a reel prompt from the club. And I wanted to chat with Heather about both the experience of creating that reel and like the power of B-roll, but also what happens after the viral. Because I've said it a lot of times, but it's not like this magic, wonderful thing that happens necessarily all the time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's so to start, I guess, the creation of the video, it was, I don't know, like I feel with the Cycles of Change project, we've done a lot of photo shoots, and sometimes like I feel it's quite an intimate shoot, so I don't take extra footage of the photographer and of the actual creating of the scene, and we just kind of take the final images. But in this one, I was like, okay, this is so like cool. I'm gonna take a video. And then when your prompt came through, like you literally gave the exact words as to like what to say, and it made it so easy. So I had this video that I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do with, like maybe I'll put it in my stories, I don't know. And then your prompt like definitely helped make it a bit more strategic for like expanding the reach in the audience, because yeah, last I checked, I think this morning it was like 3.5 million views on an account with, I think there was about 300 followers when it started, like when that video went out. So now I think I'm at about 450 almost followers, which is like not a huge increase, but it's still pretty big, like in the time frame, in a month. And like considering I haven't done a lot outside of that video for that account. So it's been really, really kind of cool. Yeah, just like how easy it was with your prompt. I was like, I'm gonna like you tell me pretty much exactly what to say. Like, put the emotion into it, and I did. And like you said, like the after the viral part is almost weird. Still commenting, like I get a lot of trolls and a lot of bots, so like some of them I have to filter out. But basically, I have like sort of a standard response, because a lot of people are like, oh my god, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. How could you put this on the internet? And for those of you who haven't seen the video, it's just like with the Cycles Change Project, we're taking pictures of normal period stuff. So it's two people sitting in a bed next to each other. One of them is bleeding through their pants. They're sort of having sleepover or whatever. And a lot of people are like, how could you put this on the internet? Like, this is the worst thing ever. And then some people are sharing their stories of how like that happened to them. So it's kind of cool watching that sort of shift of responses. And then some are just bots, so they say weird things. I'm like, I don't know what this means. Should I respond? And so I don't, or I send my like standard, like, this is why we do the project, check out my page.
Yeah, I love how you're using the sometimes negative attention, which is like not the right way of wording it, but the people who are like rage watching it, that this isn't the content that they should be seeing in terms of what they're interested in, but they're getting it and they're commenting hate or, you know, things like
things that you were mentioning. And I think it's really valuable the way that you're responding to tell people why. And it's kind of a really interesting way of like showing that this is why what you're doing is needed. And like, on a side note, that would be a really good opportunity for content for you, is if you, some of those comments that are like, why would you put this on the internet? If you use that and did a reply as a reel where you make a reel and like that comment box is in your reel. And that would be a great way to be like, hi, I'm Heather and I created the Cycles of Change project and this is why. And like talking through getting past some of that stigma related with periods and menstruation and hormone health. You could actually use some of those like negative comments to then push your message even further about like, this is why I'm doing.
Yeah, I love that. Like, thank you for saying, I'm not going to do that now, but thank you for sharing that, because it's so like, I find that even having an audience that's like pretty pro menstruation, because they know who I am and what I offer and what I do, people still don't want to comment about it on the internet. You know, people don't want to say pro or con. They don't want to share their stuff because it's embarrassing. It's vulnerable. It's, you know, who's going to see it? Will my employer see it? Will my, like my friend's husband see it? Like people still feel a lot of shame around it. Even if like, in private, they'll tell me their entire life story. So it's kind of fun. Like, I really like that, to be like, like these people who say like, you're disgusting, go hide in a hole. Like, I think a few of them were like, I, you know, like crapped my pants and I didn't put that on the internet. And I'm like, okay, but sure. What is that? How's that helpful? Yeah. But like, what I say to those people is like, but we can talk about that. You can call your friend and be like, hey, I have diarrhea. I'm not coming to work today. But you can't call your friend and be like, or like to your boss or whatever and be like, hey, I have my period. I'm not coming to work today. They'll be like, oh, you're so dramatic. Get over it. So yeah, I love that. You're like, oh, okay, this one piece of B-roll is now like leaching into future content. Like, how awesome.
Yeah. And I think actually like there's so many opportunities for content that I think about it, like with some of those different comments. And I don't know if there's any like science behind it in terms of the algorithm, but often I will find content like when I'm scrolling and it is someone like responding to a comment on a reel. And then I'm going to their account because I'm like, I need to find that original reel to find out more. So I'm not sure if there is a boost in the algorithm, like when you're replying to a reel that has such high engagement, because like all these people are interested in that reel, there's a good chance that they'll be interested in this reel. And so I'm thinking in the back end of the algorithm, which even as a social media strategist, who knows sometimes what's going on in the algorithm. So we can make our best guesses, but that would be really interesting for you to experiment with. Like one with you explain, like talking to the camera, explaining the project, and then other ones, even if you just did like a bunch of clips or photos from the Cycles of Change project, like showing different situations and different scenarios in a response to one of those negative comments, is like, yeah, this is actually why I do it. And this is what the project stands for.
I love that. I love that. There's like, it's so cool that there's so much like extra content. You know, I made like a video of me and the photographer like celebrating, you know, to be like, oh, we hit 3.4 million views. And that just created more traction, more awareness for the project and like for what we're doing, which was really like kind of nerve wracking, you know, as someone who's like secretly shy. Like I'm on the internet, but I'm shy. But like, it's also like really exciting to be like, oh, people like are seeing that we're doing something good and they want to get on board with it, and like people are reaching out like, how can I support, and like I want to be a part of this, and it's really kind of awesome.
I love that, and I'm glad that's happening for you, because like, you, I know how much care and effort you put into it, and to be able to share your message with the world is like really, really impactful. So I have a question for you now. You have your first few like sets of shoots with the Cycles of Change project. And I know at first you were saying like, I was a little like unsure about capturing B-roll at first. Now, if you do more photo shoots, will you be capturing B-roll?
So much B-roll. Oh my gosh. Yes. I'm like, I said, when we did our like little celebration with our cake to celebrate the 3 million views, I was like, I guess I have to film every shoot now. Like, I guess. And I have to go back into the other ones where I was trying to be secretive about what we were doing. Like there's a few where we did a shot in a bathtub and like, I kind of just took a sneaky picture off to the side to like allude to the fact that something was happening. But now I'm like, you know, like that, I mean, just like the purpose of this project, that picture, that video is worth 1,000 words. So like for every like 3-second clip I get, even if it's still sneaky, it's more like, you know, it's more in, like, people want to see that more. They want to know, what is this? What's going on? Yeah. And honestly, in the club, like, your prompts make it so easy. And like, you catch, you're like, okay, these are the people in my club. These are the people, like, what their audiences are. And you, like, you make it so easy for me to be like, oh my gosh, my brain is in 200 places. And you literally hand spoon fed it to me. You like spoon fed me what I needed to make that content and to then go forward with it, which is so awesome. And I even think, like, I think you said you're like, oh, try it with another video, you know? So I had a second one and I tried that, and that one didn't go as viral, but it still got over 120,000 views, which is, and on Facebook, which is super random. Yeah.
I love that. And I think it is something that we need to, like, do some work in our brain. Like, when it comes to capturing B-roll, for most of us, it's not our, like, normal instinct. Our first instinct is like, oh, I'm going to take a little video of this. It's often an afterthought when we're, like, going to make a reel. We're like, darn, it'd be really great if I had video for that. So for anyone listening, like, one of my biggest encouragements is just, like, whether it's a reminder on your phone or an alarm on your phone or something, like, when you're at those opportunities where there's going to be chances to create content or capture content, if it's at all relevant to your business, is the worst, what will happen is you won't use it. So the best thing you can do is capture the video, keep it on a album or folder on your phone, because you never know when that's going to be useful for you for a reel or useful for you for content. So, like, that whole idea of everything is content kind of rings true to a certain extent, is like, there's no such thing as too much content on your phone. I mean, like, you know, phone storage is pretty cheap in the grand scheme of things. If we, like, upgrade our storage to, or add them to your Google Drive and keep them organized, but that's going to be such a really big help for you down the road, because when you see those trends, when you get a prompt and it's only gonna take you 5 seconds, 5 minutes to create the reel versus being like, I need to go film something or I don't have anything for it. So I love that you're gonna be intentionally thinking about some B-roll down the road.
And I think, like, too, what you're saying, like, I feel like just do it scared, you know? I think entrepreneurship is just, like, doing a lot of things and we don't really know what we're doing. We don't know why we're doing it sometimes. Like, we have it in our heart, but sometimes we get, you know, confused. And I feel like just doing it scared, you know? Even if that's, like, being weird and, like, getting this weird video as you walk into the ice cream store because it, like, might be related to your business. Like, who cares? Do it scared. Like, I mean, I'm not necessarily going into public places and, like, introducing myself to every single person I meet and selling my business. So I'm doing it online. So, you know, whatever.
I love that. And it's still something, like, I feel uncomfortable still filming myself in public, but I'm like, I have to do it in order to feel more comfortable at it. And it's like one of those annoying things that's only going to get easier the more we do it. And so that's the thing to remember, is that it can be awkward. And the best thing you could do is do it with other people too. If there's someone around you that makes you feel comfortable, then it's going to make it easier for you to feel confident doing that and being like, yeah, it's a little extra, a little weird, but I don't care. I'm going to take up the space because it's for my business. Like, this is literally me advertising my business, not right now in this exact moment capturing the video in the ice cream shop. But you know it's going to help your business down the road. And so that's important. Your business is important.
And I think, if I remember correctly, you might even have, like, a B-roll shot list for us who, like, need guidance to be like, where do I even start?
Yeah, I'll link it in the show notes. There's just some ideas depending on what type of business you have. So whether you're online service provider, a product maker, broken down the different shots you can take that you can build up that library on your phone. So when there are those, like, quick, easy wins for reels, it actually is quick and easy for you. Because, yeah, the best thing you can do is build up that library, and it's going to save you so much time down the road. Thanks for the free plug, Heather.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, but, like, I think it's true too. Like, having that content pre-prepared makes such a big difference, because when you see that viral video and you're like, oh my God, I could do something that would match my business so perfectly, but then you don't have any content, I feel like I give myself so much more pressure, and then I get super anxious, and then I go into shutdown and I'm like, I'm just not going to create content for 2 months because that one thing I couldn't make, and then I get super overwhelmed and, like, it's not helping anybody. So it's super, like, I feel like so much more, you know, strategic, but also like so much mm-hmm. better planning to be like, oh, I already have this because I already was like, okay, this is me. This is who I am. This is what I do. I'm going to film it. So when the time comes that I feel like I need it, it's already ready.
Yeah, I love that. And I think something that I would actually love to have you back on the pod in the future to talk about content creation, like around our cycles and like honoring our body's needs. But we could talk about it like briefly, maybe as a teaser for this future episode we're going to film about like that work you do now when you're having a good day, when you're feeling really good about yourself is going to save you and actually like help you post on the days where you're not feeling it. You're going to be able to schedule content so you don't need to create content in those days where you're not feeling it.
Yeah, literally. It's like the seasons, right? Like we have our inner season. So it's like thinking in the winter, I don't want to go outside and be social. Like I want to do it in the summer. So if I work with my inner body, you know, energy, it's going to be so much easier. And then like those days that if I am in the winter, I'm on the couch, I'm like snuggled up in like all of my 15 layers, my heating pad, like just chilling and getting cozy. Like my hair is, you know, doing whatever it's doing because I'm, you know, just hiding in my hobbit hole, then it's winter. Yeah. Who cares? Then it's like, it's going to be so much easier to be like, oh, I can still make content with something when I looked cute.
Yeah. No, I love that.
But it's like that low spoon, you know, where you're like, oh, I have like one spoon left today. And I think I'm going to spend it on content. Or like the other days where you're like, I have 100 spoons. I'll just make a million content and batch it and use all, you know, Kat's, you know, prompts and things and like her planner that she gave me so that I can like adequately prep myself.
Yeah, I think that's like, we can definitely, I'd love to talk to you more in depth about that because I think that's something that folks should explore a bit more about. Like maybe, I think I posted on Threads one time, like maybe you don't hate creating content. Maybe you're just luteal.
Well, like, literally.
Like that's just something to keep in mind. But so we'll talk about that another day, but kind of along the same lines, one of the things we were chatting about when we were prepping for this podcast, you mentioned about like the support of community when you're tired. And like, I think that is a conversation that like lends itself so beautifully to social because running a business itself is a lot. Being a human is a lot. So how do you lean on community, you know, when these great things like viral videos are happening, but also when things are hard and you're tired?
So I, like when this video went viral and I first started noticing a lot of trolls, I got a bit overwhelmed and I'm like, I feel like I'm pretty well prepared to like, I have a, you know, background in customer service. So I'm like, I know how to respond in an appropriate manner. Right. It just takes a lot. It takes a lot.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be the only one involved in this process. So like I made a post to my friends and I was like, hey, can you guys like be respectful and like also share why this is important and like comment on this so it's not just me and like I can take some of my mental load away.
Right.
And like my friends just super came through. They were like all on there giving such elegant responses. Some of them were so nice. Like it honestly hyped me up to deal with the like mean people even more because I'm like, oh my God, they love me so much. I felt so happy. And I was like, okay, I can do this. And it just kind of gave me that fuel to keep going. When my friends started commenting good things, it was like then other people who were maybe a bit more shy also felt like, or people who hadn't been on my page or didn't know me were like, oh, I can also say nice things about this project because it's not just the person who runs it. And it's not like, it's a variety of people. So I sort of leaned on community in that way, like on social to be like, I don't have it in me, you know? And I thought about like, and like, even just not just the viral video, but I think I thought about like when I was really just starting out full time with my services, it was a lot to just like constantly be promoting myself to fill my schedule. So
yeah.
I leaned on my community and said like, hey, friends, I'm looking for a couple of, you know, ambassadors, people who are willing to come for like discounted services so that you can share and tell your friends about why they should see me. Cause I can't just keep doing it. Like it's so much effort. And that made such a big difference as well. And like a different audience saw me and like got to know me. And it felt like a little bit, again, like lower spoon where I was like, okay, I don't have, like, I only have so much to give and I have so many things on my plate as an entrepreneur. So taking that like moment to be like, okay, you guys, you love me. So like, can you help me?
I think that's so powerful. Like social media helps us build our community, and it's okay to lean on your community, to ask them to support something, to share a post that you're like, about a thing you're really excited about, or to like shout out your business in their stories, or to do like reach out to do a collab together. Like, hey, what if we cross promoted our businesses? And I think it is scary to take that first, to be the one to reach out or to ask. But I heard this quote the other day. I've been seeing it around, is that like everyone wants a village, but no one wants to be a villager. And so I'll put the who said the quote in the chat. But it's like, it's true in kind of every sense of the world, whether it's like parenting, business, like we want that support, but sometimes like we're scared to be the one to like ask for it and to show that like, hey, I will be part like of your community, part of your village. And so you can like be the first part of that. You can build the first part of it by reaching out to some, like to a friend and saying, hey, like, I would love if you could share my post, or I would love for us to do a collab, because most people are super willing. They don't think about it, and that's okay. So like being okay to be the one to reach out first, like use your community. You have worked hard. If you're listening to this podcast, my assumption is that you are a genuine, kind person. So like people want to support you. So use your community, and because they want to support you. And then I know you're going to be supporting them back in other ways. So it does get to be this two-way street, which is like a beautiful thing about social media.
Yeah, it's so cool. And I think like you said too, it's like we have to also offer ourselves, right? So if we're going to be supporting, asking someone for their support, when we have the ability, we can support them too. It doesn't all have to be in like one fell swoop where we're like, yes, okay, you help me now, I have to give you everything. And it's like, no, like this is life. Life doesn't happen in a day. Like as much as we consume 50 videos in 1 minute, like our actual life, like things take longer than that. So like this sort of long burn and this long development of community. And the worst thing that happens, honestly, is someone says no, like it doesn't feel good for me. And you're like, okay, I'll try someone else, or like I'll just move on. And I think like back to like there was another time where I actually didn't know the people who owned this like lavender farm just outside of Peterborough, which is closed down now, but I didn't know them. And I think actually Kelly from Sanctuary Flowers, I didn't know her. And I'd messaged these people. I was like, can I do my thing at your field? Can I do it in your field? I don't know you. Can I? And they were so hype about it. And then that like brought them new clients, brought me new clients. Like it was such an exciting, like, you know, over a couple years, like we both got to know each other's businesses. We'd send each other messages and be like, oh my gosh, you did this cool thing. How did you do that? And like, we kind of ask each other all sorts of like little fun business tricks, which is like super awesome. And also felt less alone when we were like, nobody came to my event, you know, because we're like, yeah, it happens. Like you're not the only one, but like, let's help each other next time so it doesn't feel as big.
Yeah, I love that. Like social media is community. So let's use it to have community. It's really powerful. But I love this conversation, Heather. And I think like so many important takeaways for people. And I'm like, yeah, we really need to book one about cycles and content creation. So I think that would be a really cool conversation. But in the meantime, where can people find you online to see all the great work you're doing?
Okay. So I'm on the internet everywhere, I guess. Like I'm on Facebook and Instagram as Moon and Bloom, or Heather Litster __. And I'm also, you can go to my website, which is heathersholistics.ca, and email info@heathersholistics.ca if you have any questions. Amazing. About anything. Yeah.
I'll link all those in the show notes. And then there's also the Cycles of Change project, which is where Heather has had that virality in terms of the work she's doing to reduce stigmas around menstruation and periods. So I'll make sure to link that in the show notes as well, because it's really, really powerful work you're doing.
Thank you so much. And the video is really beautiful. Comment on it if you see it.
You're like, hey, yeah, me too. Yeah. Go do a positive positive comment and share good vibes and not mean ones.
Yeah, I'll be your community. I'll comment on your viral video, listener. I'll comment on yours.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Heather.
Thank you.
You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Cat Media on Instagram, that's cat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social, and see you next week right here with a new episode.